Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you guys for tuning in for season two of Step Into Your Sunshine, hosted by yours truly, Rachel Coudron. I am the owner of Etsy Boutique Coudron's Curiosities, and I have a very exciting holistic seminar coming up in Brittany, France, May the 17th through May the 20th of 2024. Today, I have a beautiful woman with me, and I would love for her to introduce herself.
So thank you very much, Rachel. I'm so appreciate to talk with you and be there in this podcast. So I'm a physiotherapist online because I'm working remotely. Yes, you can be surprised, yeah. And in addition, I am a retreat in Morocco organizer, and I love to help people to save their time and be healthy. Why save their time? Because when I'm calling them, they just answer, and we will be able to have our physiotherapy session.
Perfect. Thank you. You have really encaptured me with this idea that you could do physiotherapy or physical therapy online via Zoom calls. So can you tell me about that? Because I've never actually heard of that before.
Actually, it started during lockdown because I have many clients. I worked in person, but when lockdown started, I wasn't able to provide the service. So I stopped everything. And one of my friends just asked me, Sima, it's a huge opportunity for you. Maybe you can just call your clients and ask, maybe they need help. And I did that. And after I just volunteered, and after they just asked me, maybe we can pay for you because it's service too, despite the fact that it's remotely, but still you're working with us. And yeah, it was a huge opportunity to me work remotely, and it led me to do service for the whole world. Work with people
Wow.
that can have an internet. Yes, but because before I just worked in a local area with my clients, and it was, not my business. I was happy to help people, but now I can have help more people.
Oh, that's incredible. I love that.
Yeah.
And I mean, you really capitalized on the opportunity that you had. I mean, as I said before, I have never heard of a physiotherapist online. And so that was a wide open space for you to go into and for you to expand. Have you gotten a lot of good feedback for being a physiotherapist available online?
Yes, exactly. Because I have 15 years experience, and I work about 10 years in person. That's why I have many clients. And what I had to do when client enter my room, I had just about 5 minutes to make an assessment. And that's why now, when I'm looking through the camera, I can see everything. Because I have this experience, and people can do a few exercise, and I can see how their muscle work and how what's the balance between muscles in their body, and I can prescribe for them exercise. And in addition, if they want to have something like that, like massage, I can show how they can do for themselves massage with for example, their arms. Or self-massage ball. It's a simple technique, but still, you should know how to do it correct. So yeah, I had many people feedback that, oh my gosh, I didn't expect it that you can help me remotely, but still, I help them, and I have the wonderful and happy clients and wonderful feedbacks from them.
That's incredible. Well, I would imagine in some ways it may be better because in an in-person environment, you may have other people working alongside you, or you may have other physiotherapists working alongside you, and you may get kind of distracted, or you may also be responsible for answering the phone. in the office. And so I imagine if you're online and you have all that experience already, so you know what you're looking for, you know what and how things should look on different people's bodies, then you're only solely focused on what's going on in the screen and what they're showing you or what their exercise looks like. And so you can actually give better, more specified feedback.
Yes, exactly. And one benefit from that comes that if people coming to visit their specialist, for example, a physiotherapist, how much time they spend to get there, come back and have their session. And if it's still like you, for example, in the NHS, yeah. So I just counted that some of that you can save about more than 200 hours for yourself or for your family if you choose online physiotherapy. It's not for all condition. Definitely it's not for all condition. If I see that I can't help, I always said for my clients that you should go to the specialist, have your session in person. But still, many people can work remotely and specialists can help them if they want. And if they explain their situation, what they are feeling during exercising, or if you see, you can correct them. You can focus on this session as much as you can because you're alone without your colleagues, without phone calls. And still, sometimes people said that, oh, maybe it's too expensive. No, it's cheaper because you can count how much you save money. Because journey to specialist can cost you too. So yeah,
Yes.
it's cheaper. It's cheaper if we are
Yeah.
talking about the money. Because
Right. Well, and
yeah.
also, and that's something that is good to highlight because people forget that it's not just the time that you're in the physiotherapy session. It's the getting in the car,
Yes.
the driving or taking the train or the bus or whichever mode of transportation you use to the location, and then potentially they're working with another client. So then you have to wait,
Yes.
and then you see the physiotherapist. It's like a 20, 30 minute session, and it's like, okay, now you have to do the thing all over again, get back to the house,
Exactly.
and then all of the gas or the mode of transportation, the money it costs. I could see how that would be very beneficial to opt for an online physiotherapist if it's an option.
Yes. And it's a perfect, for people that want to save their time. Okay, if you haven't enough time, for example, you are a mother, have two or three children surrounded you, still we can have our session because children can do together. It's a perfect, decision to do sometimes with your children because they see that their mother doing something for her body. So in the future, it will be normal to them to do something for their body too. Yeah, so it's another benefit.
Yes, that's wonderful. I know for me is I live in sort of in my own little world, if you will. And as I know both of us are, we're involved with the MIB community, the Mums in Business International community. And I am used to that mentality now. It's like, hey, my daughter's here. Everything's fine. She gets on a networking session and she is involved under my desk when I'm working, whichever the things are. She's 4 and a half now, and I've had the business from when she was little. And so there was also all the times in between of when laying on my chest, feeding her, all of those things. And recently, I was speaking with my sister-in-law, and she works more in like in a she's self-employed, but she goes into an office what that she has decided to like her own office because she just works better in that environment, like outside of her home. And she was telling me about this upcoming event that was going to happen. I was like, oh, that sounds really interesting. I was like, oh, well, I can pick up Eleanor from school at this time, and we'll be at the event at this time. She gave me a look, like furrowed brows, and she goes, "Rachel, your daughter can't come to the event." I was like, Well, how am I supposed to go then? Like, what am I supposed to do? My husband isn't going to be home at the time he needs to be home at for me to leave her at the house and then go to the event. And the only way that I could have gone is if Eleanor came with me. And so I love hearing that for physiotherapy, people, they have to make arrangements for their children so they can go into physical therapy. Sometimes they need to and make arrangements with their older children to take them to physical therapy, and that you offer an environment where it's okay if the kids are there and actually encourage them to participate, I think, excuse me, is a major. Because that alone would really change my perspective, because I spend so much time with so many people that believe that everything is intrinsically linked, where it's okay if the kids are around when you're doing business, that when I meet people and I'm in situations where it's like, no, your child is not allowed here, I don't know how to interact anymore. Because I'm like, but I can't just be taken away from my child. I'm still a mother, but I'm also a business owner. Why can't things be cohesive?
Yes, exactly. And then, it's such a wonderful experience. Then mom and, for example, her daughter have our session, okay? And I have a mother and daughter, and this beauty was around 3 or 4 years old. And she first thing she come, "Hi, Sima." I said to her, "Hello, hello, beauty." And in the very end, our session, she tried to do everything that her mother made during session together. And she showed for me something, talking with me, but I'm still one eye. I always catch her mother, what she's doing. And in the very end, she said, "I wanted to push this button and say for Sima, bye." And her job was to push this button and say for me, "Bye, we will see other time and we will have our session." And her mama was so surprised. She's a business owner too. She worked from home and she was surprised. Her daughter was waiting my session to see me, to show me something new, that she made something with her gym ball and many things, and I was so happy. This beauty came to me and said, "Hi, Tima, I'm waiting here." So
Oh, that's beautiful.
it's so beautiful to have this relationship with the whole family sometimes. Sometimes husband came home and during session, maybe he's preparing a meal, but still everything is okay for me, because the main thing that I wanna that this exercise, this session will be like, inspiration for other people to do exercise too. Because for me, important to have much more prevention compared with, to try to solve the problem. So if it's prevention, if I can share my knowledge with the whole family, why not? We can do together. Sometimes dogs and cats come into our session. I had rabbits that jumped into our session. Was so
But
funny.
you really serve the entire family.
Yes,
And that's
exactly.
incredible, Seema. I
Yeah.
love that so much. But I'd love to know more about you. And so please tell all of us, what were some of the defining moments in your life that brought you to where you are now?
Actually, the first moment was when I finally found that I'm living not my life. And this moment was exactly 5 years ago. And I came to the church and I talked to the priest and I said, "I have this toxic relationship. What I should do? Should I sacrifice myself and live with this person the whole my life?" We was engaged. And the priest said that creator don't want that you live and be unhappy. You should be happy. Just go and pray courage to divorce with this person. And this just blew my mind. And I prayed for that. And I think so. After 1 month, we divorced after 11 years. After 11 years together. And then that was the moment that everything completely changed in my life. I was depressed because, yeah, I live always together. I was so scared to be alone. And I have debt with him. It's a huge debt, but I still decided that, you know, it cost my freedom. I think so. I decided to have freedom. I don't want to be, you know, with him. Just the reason that he gave his this money for me. So I divorced him, and I decided somehow to have this money in the future and give for him back, because I don't want to be with him. This was, you know, toxic relationships, and we both actually was toxic. I with my deep wounds and he with his deep wounds. And then we divorced. Yes, I was depressed. Then my business go down and I have huge debt for him. But still, I decided to go alone and travel to Morocco. And it was the second thing that changed my mind. And I just sit near the ocean, and one guy came to me, and he just tried to ask him, "What are you doing?" I just scrolled with my telephone, and why are you? He said that, "Well, you are sitting near the ocean. Why are you working?" I said that I should work, and he just told me a few moments from his life. He was physiotherapist too. I didn't mention for him that I'm physiotherapist. And he said that he just left his job and he is enjoying to be in his country and help his brother with their family business. And he said, "Maybe you should enjoy this moment." And then, boom, I found that, yes, I never ever enjoyed the moment that I lived. I always think about the future, about the past. And then I just put down my telephone and staring at this amazing view, ocean, sun is shining, some guy sitting near me, but still we sit in silence. And I found, yes, I should enjoy this moment. Why I try to read something in the every minute in my life, to read something, to do for my business, for other people. And no. And then, yes, I found that I'm living not my life first. And second, I should enjoy every moment, every step of my life. And then everything changed. Then everything changed. And I just, I found what I want to do. I found my life mission. I met, when I decided to be alone and enjoy my life, I met my fiance. Now we are engaged, but still, before we was just a friend, we started to, you know, to travel together. And after, I think so, half of a year, we decided to be together like a couple. But still, I just gave back money for my ex. Yes, I sold the only house that I had. And I gave this money for him. Yes, I sacrificed my only house that I had. But still, I had the freedom to live my life where I want. So yeah, it's a journey, and third one, lockdown. But I talked about that, how lockdown changed my life, because I was able finally to live in London, because before I have my own business in this local area in Lithuania. And finally, I have the opportunity to live in London, and my fiance lives in London too. And yeah, then I came here to live. I have my service. Not, you know, when you're coming without nothing, but I have my service. I can provide the service no, remotely. So that's the moment that changed my life. And this everything was during this 5 years moment.
Wow, Seema, that's quite a story. And I absolutely adore that you accepted your emotions and how you were feeling about your previous relationship. And then not only did you accept them, but then you took an action and said, actually, I feel this way. And now I'm taking an action. And then when you talk to the priest and the light bulb moment that came with, like, you deserve happiness, you deserve to be happy. And then not only said just okay, but wow, it created a transformational experience within you. And you chose to break away from your previous toxic relationship. I think that is amazing.
Yes. Then it was so hard to do. I cry, I think so 5 days after that. I can't, you know, I was so depressed after that. I can't explain what's happening with me after that. But still, I just said for myself, have a faith, Sima. Have a faith. Everything will be okay. Have a faith. And then step after step, I found which direction I should go, how I can just push myself ahead from this, you know, worst season of my life. It was worst season of my life. I have had before, yes, seasons, but oh my gosh, this was, yes, that transformed me. That transformed me. But I'm happy I made that. Now I can't share this experience with other women. If it now still hesitate to take action to go from toxic relationship, sometimes I wasn't the victim in this relationship, but still women have worse relationships than men can hit them, and the children can see this. So, oh my gosh, just do first step and creator will help you go forward. Just do this first step.
Oh, I love this because so many women that are going to tune into this, they need to hear this message that you, not just themselves, but you and many other women in the world have overcome toxic relationships, that have chosen to walk out with nothing and rebuilt themselves into the version of freedom that was best for them. And that is just incredible, and it's inspirational, and it's empowering because by telling your story, you help other women see, hear, and know the struggles that you went through and how you've come out the other side. And many times, people, when they're in toxic situations, they need to hear outside voices telling them one, that this is toxic, and two, that they see examples of other women who have gone through the same thing and have come out better and freer and happier and more purpose-driven than they were beforehand.
Yes. And we have all opportunities to have other normal, untoxic relationship. Thus, first we should do have respect for ourselves. Because if then you're living this life, you lack of respect for yourself. Yes. And I understood that. And first, I thought about myself. And then I just found the boundaries that I should explain for my next partner if I want normal relationships. Because before, I didn't explain my boundaries. I was so good, amazing women, and you know, my ex was so happy. Why not? If you pay all bills for him, he can save his money. If you know, a good housewife, why not? It's amazing. If you look perfect, then you're coming together somewhere into the events. His friends just jealous for him. Why not? Why not? And still, he always, you know, was like a small child, small boy, and I was his mother. Why not? I let him to feel in this way because I didn't say my boundaries. It was my fault.
I love how you also decide, and it's probably through your healing journey, that you recognize the role that you played within the relationship. And I think this is important because in society, many people like to just blame the other person and put all the blame on the other person. It was their fault. I did nothing wrong. They were the ones. And I think my story as well is when you realize that you play a role in how your life goes and that you are responsible for the respect, for the boundaries, for that you put forward. And also recognizing, now this may be a controversial statement, recognizing the trauma or the things that have happened in your previous life, recognizing that those are actually impacting current relationships or current situations, and saying, you know, I didn't have any control over this when I was a child, if it was a childhood trauma, but now I can do something about it. Now I'm owning that this is an experience I've gone through, I've lived through, and now I'm choosing to take ownership and to take back the power and go to potentially counseling, you know, have holistic modalities and medications if it's necessary to help work through all of those situations. And only in my experience, by working through all of those situations, do you realize that you play an active role in your situation in your life.
Yes, and totally. I found that it came actually from deep wounds from my childhood, because I saw the same model with my mother and my father. And that's why I realized, okay, Sima, you're playing the same game. Your mother wasn't happy. They divorced. I was, I think, so 6 years old. My father left us, and I grew alone with my mother. And I just realized, yes, I'm just making the same mistakes like she made. And okay, I can change. Totally my responsibility to change my life. It's totally just my responsibility. I can't, you know, trust my partner. I can't trust my, you know, parents or my friends. I should work first with myself. The fingers to myself. Always. My rule of life. Just first in the situation, when you're working with your clients, when you have your relationship with your friends and romance and your partner, you should always work first with yourself, and then you will find the answer. But it's your responsibility. And yeah, it helps for me. It's the main rule for me. The finger to yourself.
I 100% agree. And it wasn't until I chose to take back my power in my personal story that things began to change. I just expected other people, you know, they would take care of it and I would feel better, or they would support me and I would feel better, or they would encourage a change and then I would feel better. And it never happened like that until I chose to take back that power, until I was in such a desperate state for change that I was willing to do whatever it took, then there was no change happening. When I got to that point, things began to transform almost instantaneously because I was willing to work on myself, change my perspectives, change how I was interacting with other people, myself, and the time I took for self-care, the time I took to take care of my body, what was I putting in my body? Was I exercising? Was I not? There were so many different faucets that changed. And it really started, just like you said, it started with myself, me taking action to take back the power that I played an active role in my own life.
Exactly. Yes, totally agree with you. And sometimes I try to explain for my clients and my retreat participants that first you should think about yourself. Try to find the main reason why you're going this way. Why? What? Sometimes our body just talking with us. If we have pain, for example, in our lower back, what it means? Sometimes it means that you struggle with your imagination, that you should have everything, that you should have more money, a house, I don't know, other things that you should reach. But still, sometimes when I'm working with exercise, I try to talk with my clients if they want to talk about these things, because I'm not a specialist, I'm not a psychologist, you know, but still I try to explain. If you now in this situation that you have problem with your emotions, the exercise can help you as much as they can help if you're working with your emotion. So yeah, it's important to notice sometimes our body just try to scream, oh, please change the situation, please change the situation, and you feel pain somewhere in your body and you still go not try to escape from the situation, and still you try to do something in the other way. But you should work with yourself first, yes, and find the main root or reason, and then exercise, nutrition, everything can help you, but still you should work with your mental health.
Oh, I could not agree more. And that's how things played out in my own life. What I ultimately decided as my healthcare plan was going to pelvic floor physical therapy, counseling, acupuncture, and cold water therapy ended up being my health plan. And I think that it was really key, the coupling of counseling and physical therapy, because it allowed me to not only work physically, but also mentally, and the things work together. And ultimately I was able to recover, which I never believed was possible. And I have transformed my own life because of these things. And so through my own personal experiences, I 100% support everything that you're saying.
Yes, exactly. We should work with from the holistic perspective. Like a specialist, still I'm just physiotherapist, but I should work from holistic perspective and let people know what they can achieve if they work with together with their nutrition and mental health. It's you know, a huge difference. A huge difference. Still, if they decided that they just want to work with exercise, okay, but I should explain about these opportunities.
Yes, I think that's just brilliant. I really, really do. I would like to talk about another part of your story, because it really spoke to my soul when you were explaining it. Was even though you were in the middle of leaving your toxic relationship, you were in debt, and you weren't quite sure what the next step or stage was going to be, you decided to take a trip to Morocco.
Yes.
And then there, you're trying to work when you're on the beach. And then you meet this guy, and he really changes your perspective on how life should be going. And to me, that would be one of those universal signs, like you were meant to cross paths with this person so that they could have a monumental impact on your life. And it's always interesting and capturing to me of how some people, they stay in your life every day, or they stay in your life for a long season, and they do have the impact and you love them and they help create who you become. But then you also have these little, like, just exchanges with people that may only be a day, may only be an hour, maybe only be the 30 minutes, but they stay with you forever. And they've just opened up your mind into things that could potentially exist. And in my perspective, I think this man was that experience for you, was just a total rewrite of the way that you were living your life.
Yes, exactly. You know, sometimes I'm thinking that this was, he was like an angel that came and God just, you know, said for him, go and tell something for her that she should change her life. And after that, I actually, we just met these 10 minutes and that's all. He came away and I came away. But still, the moment that I will remember until my death, that happens. And I'm so happy that that's why Morocco actually was the country that I changed a lot, because the first scare in my life was to be alone. I was alone. Other scare in my life was to talk in English with other persons. I was talk just in English, because how you can talk with other persons. And one fear is was from my childhood. I was very deep deep and dark water, because I sang. Mm-hmm. And you know what I decided to do for this fear? I go to surf.
Wow.
And I learned to surf. And I just surfing, jumped on these huge waves with my instructor. And you know, he said that this is the fear, but still I'm here with you. He catch my hand and we together go to the ocean. And he said, jump, jump on the board, jump, you can do it, you can do it. And I made that. And after I thought that, okay, these huge waves, this, you know, deep and dark water, it's not so scary. And yeah, three things that I changed during 4 days in Morocco.
That is incredible.
It was incredible for me too.
Yeah, when those things happen though, you become like attached to the place, to the experience. It's like it goes down in your lifeline, your timeline of your life. That was a moment that changed the trajectory of my life. And it is incredible when you can pinpoint moments, but it's like, this was a moment that my life was never going to look the same after this trip to Morocco. And I find that I've gotten better over the years, but I used to, and still a little bit, have a fear of traveling alone. And so I 100% understand that. Every time I have to travel alone, I could feel the anxiety sort of like starting in my toes and going up my legs. And like, you know, as the days get closer, it gets like closer to your, you know, your shoulders are up by your ears.
Up and yeah. Like that.
Yes, and I can feel it. But every time I travel alone, then I become a little more capable. And I realize that I'm a little bit more capable than I was just 4 days ago. And I have a little more confidence. I have more capacity levels. And recently, in July, that really inspired my La Forêt de Lumière holistic experience was I went to Tony Robbins UPW event in Birmingham.
Wow,
It was
amazing.
amazing. It was totally awesome. And I beforehand, I really, really wanted my husband to go. We were trying to figure out a way that he could go. And first of all, he didn't know who Tony Robbins was. I was like, hey, how is that possible? And
Yes.
then the second thing was even when there was an opportunity that came up for him to come, then it was, oh, well, his work won't let him off during this time. And at first I was thinking, oh, this is so disappointing. I want him to be with me. But I went alone. And at the end of it, on my reflection, I realized that maybe I was always supposed to go alone. Like,
Yes.
I needed to have this experience outside of him to come to a new direction for me and to
Okay.
realize really what was my soul, my intuition, the universe telling me, Rachel, you need to be on this path. And I'm not entirely certain would I have found that path if my husband would have been with me, because maybe I would have felt safer with him, or I would have been more timid to express
Yes,
all of my
yes.
feelings. Whereas if he wasn't there, these people I may never ever see again. I may never interact with any of them again. I may, but I may not. And so I can be all of my truest self because in that moment, the only person that mattered was me.
Yes, exactly. And you will take care of him, because you're always thinking about your husband, about your children. But when you are alone, you can think just for about yourself and about responsibility to get there or there. Don't lost somewhere, because yes, you try to find how you can help for yourself, but still, you never alone. Why? Because I was traveled alone in Spain. I was traveled alone. We actually came together with my fiance, but still he comes to his way, and I come to Melbourne in Australia, and I travel alone in this country. I was alone, yeah, totally, other continent. And I thought that, oh my gosh, it's such a great opportunity. And I remember in Spain, where I was totally alone. This was kind of a service that a guide offer for you, free journey around the city, sightseeing. And many people that travel alone came here, and we was together. And actually, after, we have amazing supper and amazing evening with two girls, one from Australia, other from USA, and we enjoy our life. And I wasn't alone. Yes, I travel alone, but I wasn't alone.
Yes. And I find that when you travel with other people, whether it's your spouse, whether it's somebody you know, then you close yourself off. It's like I'm here
Exactly.
with them and I'm talking to them, and you're not as open as talking with other people. But when you're alone, you put yourself in more positions to talk with other people. You know, where are you from? You know, where are you traveling from? Where are you
Yeah.
going? And all of those types of conversations just organically start. And all of a sudden, just like your situation, you realize that you're not alone. Oh, do you want to go to lunch? Do you want to do this afterwards? And perhaps none of those opportunities would have existed
Yes,
if
yes.
you weren't alone. I know for me at the event, I became really good friends with one of the males that attended, and he was a bit older than me, and he was very, very kind, and he always took me back to my hotel at the end of the evening, dropped me off at the hotel. And that would have never happened. That really, like, I would have never gotten to know him or the like his struggles or about his family or about his child had my husband been there, because that would
Yes.
have he would have never offered to take us both ho back to the hotel. And so that was one of those relationships that developed because I was alone. And I think sometimes people are so scared to go alone. What's going to happen? Also, in our society, being female, we're constantly bombarded with all the terrible things that could
Yes.
happen when you're alone. And so, and that eats people alive. Honestly, it makes people feel like they're not capable, they're not confident, they're not able. There's constant danger and violence just lurking around every single corner. And people don't do things alone then after that. And I want to encourage and empower people to do a few things on your own because you become a different person when you're alone and it's only you're depending solely on yourself, and it's only you and your thoughts that you have to work through, then you can transform into a different person. And just like you said, in 4 days in Morocco, in 4 days in Birmingham for me, you come out the other side and you're just like, I don't know who that person was who arrived here 4 days ago, but I am, this is me now.
Yes, exactly. And for the safety, you can always send a message from your friends that you're coming there, have a contact. I made the same. My mother have always contact with me. My one friend have my contacts, my location, and everything. You know, sometimes we can't expect it, the things that are going on us, but still, I can go, you know, to the gym in London and have and you know, maybe some steal something from me or do for me some bad things. We can't always live with our affairs. It's
Yeah.
no, you can live in your house and something can happen with you. But still, explore. The world is so amazing. And you should explore. If you're now alone, it's totally normal. Explore alone. Somehow, maybe you will find your partner in this huge world. If you're sitting alone and try to, you know, think of, oh, maybe a prince come to me somehow to see me through the window. No, you should go out and explore and live your life and explore actually and travel alone. What I made first when I came to here in London, I decided that I want to hide somewhere near. Because it was the lockdown, and I just traveled with a train, and it was amazing spot near Brighton. Here's Burgess Hill, and I just hiked alone, and was amazing experience. Why not? It can be the first step for you to travel alone. Go to the other city, and that's all. Try to go for 1 day vacation, and that's enough.
Yes, it's really about that first step. Like, I'm going to do this, even though I'm scared, even though I don't feel that I am 100% capable. I'm going to believe that I have the resources and the connections to make this happen. And you believe in yourself. It's really more about the belief that you can do it. For me, than it is about the actual traveling alone. It is incredibly, incredibly empowering to travel alone because you have to figure out a lot of things on your own. But really, the first transitional step for me comes with the decision. Like, I'm actually going to do this. And then the transformational time starts at that decision, and then it just continues throughout the entire journey, whether it's 1 day, whether it's 4 days, it's 2 weeks, if it's a 3 month trip, is that you just become a different person because you chose to do something different than you had ever done in the past. And that is inspirational and it's empowering. It's a way to take back your power. Seema, I have absolutely loved speaking with you, hearing your journey, and so many people that will tune in will be able to relate to it, and they will feel empowered and inspired, motivated by your story. And I know that just like me, I'm like, oh my gosh, you do physiotherapy online. They will want your information. So can you share it with us?
Yes, they can find me in my website, or just it will be easy to find me in my Instagram account. So Sima Physiotherapist Online, and you will find me definitely, and www.physiolife.lt.
Ah, perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really have enjoyed it. And I hope that you have enjoyed your time here.
Yes, I'm so appreciate that I can share. And if I will inspire one person after that, I will be more than happy.
Thank you so much, Seema. For all of you listeners, we have new episodes dropping on Monday and Thursday, 8 p.m. French time, 7 p.m. BST time. And I look forward to talking to all of you soon.